This week, the president issued a major disaster declaration for Fairfield, Litchfield, and New Haven counties following last month's historic deadly flooding event. And we wanted to talk to one of, if not the most impacted areas in our state after that August 18th event, Oxford's first selectman, George Temple, who is back on the show with us this morning. And George, I want to ask you first how you felt the process was from August 18th to now, not even the end of September, how quickly the state and now at the federal level lawmakers acted in response to the August 18th flooding.
Well, good morning. I'm overwhelmed by the speed which we're on our road to recovery. You know, when we've had our first meeting, there's no way we could have put school buses out there. Now school's been going on for almost a month now. You know, we just make do with what we have to do. But, we're still not totally cleaned up. I mean, there's an awful lot of work to do. This news from the federal government was really a shot in the arm for us. It's really terrific.
We know the state of Connecticut has tried to step up with businesses, but what's really exciting about this disaster declaration is it's really going to help the homeowners. I mean, let's talk about one of the biggest concerns, you know, for Oxford, for example. A lot of these homeowners, George, they didn't have homeowners insurance because, or like, I wouldn't say homeowners insurance, flood insurance, because why would they need it in the past, correct?
No, it wasn't needed. In fact, our police station got flooded out. So we're going to be moving that across the street. But it was, we had just, I think they said 3 feet of the police station was in a floodplain or a flood zone. But, you know, fortunately we had flood insurance on it. But, you know, it's, we didn't really suffer very much from on public buildings other than police station. But the speed in which we recovered, with the help, not the help, but, you know, with, you know, the state rolled up their sleeves. Let me tell you, I'm shocked at how fast they worked and what kind of quality work they did. And not that I'm shocked that they're not quality, but it's just I would have thought that that we were in for a year or so, but mm-hmm. No, with a month. I mean, they did a terrific job, and the people in office, didn't let us down. You know, they're there. You know, they all gave me their cell phone if we need anything. And I don't want to bother anybody, but so far we really haven't.
It's amazing. Again, we have Oxford First Selectman here, George Temple. So after hearing from President Biden at the beginning of this week, what can you tell residents, George? How does it work now with this federal relief funding? If you're a homeowner, for example, and you need to get in on one of these low interest loans for uninsured property losses, what do people need to know with this most recent announcement?
Well, the first of all, we're providing space for FEMA and the small business loans, they're going to probably be in town hall. You know, we've cleared out a space for them. So, I'm not an expert on it. I don't want to be an expert on it. You know, it doesn't happen that often. You know, we did have a tornado where we went through some of this, but it's great that people can get these low interest loans, because there's a lot of big ticket items out there. There are people that can't even get out of their driveway yet, either because there's a huge rut in it, or they lost a bridge over a culvert. Mm-hmm. And you know, we while I got you on, or you got me on, We have a fund established to help the Oxford flood victims. We have people that don't have heat and may not have hot water, and they have kids in the school system. We had one individual who was 90 years old and has Alzheimer's disease.
Oh my gosh!
And we couldn't get an ambulance down there. So we took from this fund and fixed their driveway. But the fund is Oxford Flood Victims Fund, and if they go on the Town of Oxford website, they'll see how to give to it, or you could just mail it to Town Hall. We certainly appreciate anything we can get. We do have a committee together to disperse these funds. I'm not any part of it. We tried to be as fair as possible with people that are going to be as fair as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we will also share the Oxford Town website on your podcast when we post it to ours on voiceofct.com. And I want to thank you so much again, Oxford First Electman George Temple, for coming on, giving us this update. And I'm sure we'll be in touch very, very soon. Thank you for your time.